Some very clever people have been recognised at the 2022 SA Woman Awards at the Adelaide Convention Centre at the weekend. Fiona Shilton took out the Emerging SA Woman Award for changing the conversation around death by creating estate plans people can live by and writing wills that don't punish those left behind. The former Murraylands local, now residing in Mount Barker, is with me now. Welcome, Fiona, and congratulations on your recognition.
Thank you. It's a bit exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very cool. And you've been working really hard. What inspired you to follow your own path in the legal profession after 15 years working for others?
I don't know if inspired was the right word. I'd actually tried having another crack at working in a traditional dispute-focused law firm, and that didn't end too well, and probably not on my terms. So around the time that just as COVID was that C word that we're not allowed to say, when that came out was around the same time that I'd been let go from my usual lawyer job. And so during that process, I realised, oh, hang on, people, clients like me. And I've also realised that you can only die once. Mm. So I thought that I'd use my lawyer powers for helping people avoid or prevent trouble around the date of their death instead of hanging out in a traditional bricks and mortar law firm waiting for them, you know, the problems to rock up on my doorstep. So, right. Yeah. So not necessarily inspired. I don't know. I look back now and, yeah, it wasn't inspiration. It was probably more desperation that caused me to focus on what I'm good at, which is people.
But now you see it as a good thing, right? Busting out of those shackles of the typical legal service.
Oh, heck yeah. I think it's hilarious because all the things that made me a rubbish lawyer in a traditional law firm are all the things that I rely upon to help my people stay out of trouble and help my people lead their people through an inevitable event, which is death. Yeah, no regrets. I'm able to take care of my family while taking care of yours. And it's all been done my way. And it's, yeah, proving to be successful for everybody around me.
So is a will for everyone? Is it for someone who's sick? When should people get their wills done and why?
Luckily for me, because my heart couldn't cope, luckily it is not only for unwell people, sick people. Can't laugh or have too many jokes with you about death if you're actually looking down the barrel of that. So the answer to your question is anyone over 18 with assets and or dependents, that's usually a good start. They're the people that need to come hang out with me and discuss their estate plan. But like, the thing is, the will is only part of the solution. For a long time, lawyers have made it sound like the will is the answer. That's just the piece of paper that steps out your wishes in a way that lawyers understand. Like my wills, 25 pages thick, because I do double spacing, sexy, like they're sexy. My wills are sexy. But when I draft your will, I need to keep the Supreme Court judge happy just in case, you know. My will is written for other lawyers to read so that we can carry it out. Like, it's not about the piece of paper for you. That comes from the chats, from us together first talking about all the things that we need to navigate, the people, the assets, the debts, other things like that. And then after we've had the chat, you then get to talk to your family about your wishes, about the secrets, about where the assets are kept, you know. So wills are not to be written and shoved in a drawer. They're not to be forgotten about. They're a really important part of the situation. But it's actually the chat that I'm working really hard on encouraging people to do.
Mm. And powers of attorney, pretty important as well, when the time comes when someone might be immobilised or something like that.
Well, that's right. Like, the way I tackle powers of attorney, again, is a bit different to other lawyers. I'm looking at it from a collaborative and cooperative approach. There are no powers of attorney police out there. I tell my people that all the time.
Oh, right.
There's no one coming to check on you. Nobody in South Australia, nobody knows who is actually under or being taken care of via a power of attorney. So, and generally what I notice is the biggest problem with people that are not being taken care of properly through a power of attorney is choosing the wrong person in the first place. One of the biggest things is to make sure that we choose the person that can organise themselves out of a wet paper bag, is equipped at the time with time and a bit of knowledge. Now, when I say knowledge, it's not like know-it-all. It's someone that knows how to ask the right people the right questions. You don't actually want someone that thinks they know everything. You need someone that asks for help. And then you actually need to set that person up to succeed. A power of attorney document, I don't believe, should be kept in a lawyer's office in their safe. Enduring power of attorney is a working document. It's the family's document, not the lawyer's document, to be kept secret or kept away from you. It's actually really hard to get the power of attorney document out of a law office when it's needed. And you talk to your family about it. But yeah, power of attorney, you are right, that is a big one, because guess what? You're still alive while that document's being used.
With us at the moment is estate lawyer, SA Woman Award winner Fiona Shilton. And on your website, you've got brave is kind. What does that phrase mean to you?
Alrighty, brave is kind. I started it off because my whole business started from a position that avoiding tough conversations or sweeping stuff under the carpet just isn't kind. It's not kind. It's not the way the world should work. But I do understand, you know, it's really easy to put off having conversations. And in my world at the moment, it's all about death. It's hard to have that chat. When you want to talk about death, it brings about all these other big things. So being brave and having those hard chats is what I'm keen on. Sometimes clients or my people are especially brave because they've kept a secret for a long time and they choose to, and I always talk about this, brave is kind. You're going to share something with your family before you die. And, you know, in my experience, sharing a secret is an expression. You know, it's an expression of love and it's kindness and it's leading your family away from shame and guilt. And in my view, it's the best kind of leader if you're someone that's vulnerable. My whole business is based on leadership. It's based on estate planning. We're talking, we're focused on death, which is somewhere in the future. By the way, I don't have a business around plotting. I often tell people that. No plotting. We're not plotting death. We're planning. It's an inevitable life cycle event. And so being brave and me reminding you that is kind, it's just what my whole business is about.
Well, how can we find you, Fiona?
You can find me in most coffee shops around the Adelaide Hills or the Murraylands. I'm a travelling circus. But my phone number is 0883125970. And I have a website, which is yourestatelawyer.com.au. And also, I'm pretty prolific on Facebook because that's all my people are hanging out. So, yeah.
Ah, well, Anya, congratulations on that award and really lovely to have you on the program today, Fiona. Cheers.
Good on you. Thank you.